Lama-dum-ba-chum-den-de-de-jin-sha-wa-da-chum-ba-yang-da-wa-ng-du-we Pa-ng-ja-wa-sha-ja-du-ba-la-cha-ta-la-chu-du-ja-su-ju-wa-chin-ji-la-du- Da-ya-ta-o-ya-ma-ne-ma-ne-ma-ha-ma-ne-ye-su- Da-ya-ta-o-ma-ya-ma-ne-ma-ha-ma-ne-ye-su- Da-ya-ta-o-ma-ya-ma-ne-ma-ha-ma-ne-ye-su-
For the benefit of say, no matter how long it takes time, no matter how many years, it's time, and no matter how difficult it is, but I must achieve full enlightenment, you know, to liberate numberless sentient beings from whom I receive all my powers, because present and future happiness, including liberation and enlightenment. So, so this doing a circumambulation. I'll approach you so far there. So practice it to do also in the break time from sitting meditation as I also mentioned, not break time from Dharma practice, not break time from Dharma practice. If you're taking break from Dharma practice, then your life become very dangerous. A break time from Dharma means non-virtue. Break time from Dharma means then you see you are engaged in non-virtue. You see. Non-virtue, the negative karma, the cause of the, you know, particular the cause of the Lord and then all those, sufferings, even in the higher realms, you know, all the sufferings. So as I mentioned this, even you're born as human being, there's so many sufferings and the problems, so, but that, so, it is not not break time from Dharma practice, but break time from the sitting meditation. So the in some ways these are what practice, you know, virtuous practice to do. The break time from sitting meditation that and. so the there are two types of offerings to the Tathagatas, the miscellaneous miscellaneous offerings and the offering of practice and miscellaneous offerings. That is making offering the material, external offerings. And then the service, respect, and that to the object of refuge. Maybe I mentioned some of the benefits of circumambulation. There's the extensive benefits of circumambulation explained by Buddha. Disciples, because they're statues, right and left side. One is and I'm not sure exactly which one is which. So the puppet is, I guess, right side, maybe Sheripu, who is excellent in the. The wisdom among the Buddha's disciples. Then left side, maybe Mangalipu, who is excellent in psychic power among the Buddha's disciples. And that. it is extremely important to know the benefits. This to get to have some idea that to have some idea. You see, it has. It has unimaginable benefit. There's the practice circumambulation, you see, halotus. It's really amazing. You want to come to know the benefits that explain Buddha and Sutras. so to get some idea. There's an exchange when Buddha taught to Sheripu. I think of Sheripu. So there's quite extensive benefits of circumambulation. The benefits are related to the path to enlightenment, path to liberation, enlightenment, and with the Buddha's qualities like this, but also much, but also the, so much of the benefit is there, is according to the people's interests. You know, I think people who do advertising, people who do advertising, so they advertise according to, they advertise, you know, what they like, what the people in the world they like, so they advertise according to that. Then you get sold. Then you see, then what your productions get sold, right? So if you're not good. advertising, then not so many people buy, even your production is good, you know, so they will know the benefits of your production, yeah. So anyway, especially Dharma, you know, the practices, sentient beings do not know, so it has. They need to be explained. They need to be introduced. So much of it is that you see, according to the common people's interest, there's a very important benefit related to the path of liberation, enlightenment. But then much of it is like temporal benefits about this life, about you know, if it's about you see. Short-term happiness, you know, the temporal happiness, some sort of happiness, and much related to that, so that people get inspired. Why Buddha explains so much of those temporal benefits? Because common people, you see, they have more feeling with that. They understand. You see, they have some sort of pleasures, so all these things, you know, talking about just the. Beautiful bodies and this and that, you know, they understand that easy. But if you talk about the path, you know, if you talk only about path, or you know, even though it's true that it's all these benefits, but they don't understand much. So that's why Buddha are very skillful. So mixed all, it definitely has that benefit. It's not telling lie, but it's so. Ultimate benefit and temporal benefit, with their understand, so that it makes you see. probably Buddha's time, I'm not sure, in Buddha's time, probably Buddha's time, maybe Cambodia, maybe Cambodia exists at that time, probably, you know, people, I'm not sure, probably people think, you know, maybe people think the Cambodia is a bit, maybe that around that time, beautiful because of girls or something like that. You know, it talks about, you see, maybe around that time, maybe this is what people, you know, talk about knowledge or whatever, whatever they think, you see. So, but that. Buddha talked, introduced the benefits related to what the normal people's interest in. And then mix along with that, they didn't talk about the path. And they, you know, those very important benefits like that. So anyway, in the Sutra of Second Mobility, this too, this all these benefits explained by Buddha. So what is saying? This paragraph, benefits of second building stupa. So you should not hear talking about the stupa, but it's not all stupa. But you should understand here it's related to the stupa, but it's a statue, sculpture, sand. By having second mobility, so in the sutra of second building stupa, by having second mobility, the stupa. I must clarify this one. Tibetan word is chetan. Che is offering, then is object of offerings. But it, the term chetan, it means stupa, but also depends on context. Depends on context. Now, it means the stupa, the design of holy objects, represented by the Buddha's mind, but also one meaning, chetan means all the object of offerings. You know, there can be statues, scripture, you know, parables, and the chetan is to see. So when you do the general confession, the Tathagata Buddha confession, you see, there's the very first thing is that having done it, karma, they will let you dissolve them. Having done the karma, so that you are self-collecting the karma, and the next one must be you cause others to collect the karma. The third must be rejoice. Rejoiced. You didn't create the karma, but you didn't do the actual action. So one is first, and you did by yourself. Second thing, you cause others to do. Third, you rejoiced. Having the karma either yourself or by others. So, then next one says, children, you got them. Next one says, children, you got them. The pollutions, other pollutions, of the, it mentioned that stupa is not correct. It's not stupa. It mentioned that, so it sounds stupa, you see, but children is that is very common known. Just but the in that way, with the confession, the confessing downfall, the Tathagata Buddha is a prayer. That after finishing the Buddha's names, Tathagata Buddha's name, then the when it comes to the practicing the remedy for the confession to be perfect confession, is purification. You see, it didn't need to be perfect with the remedy for powers. The remedy, the power, the remedy, the, and then the karma, you know. So that's the reciting name. Beginning with the refuge, then the reciting name. Of the Buddhas, the 35 Buddhas, name. Also you can recite the seven medicine Buddha, which is more powerful. So that power, from the four remedy powers, there was much confession, you see. The purification perfect, you know. So Kundu Chöpa, so this Kundu Chöpa always say, engaging, or always has enjoying Kundu Chöpa. I'm not sure, I haven't seen yet that word-by-word explanation. So I guess maybe this mantras, these holy names are extremely powerful to purify the nidhikama. So you don't experience the result of those nidhikamas if you recite these names, these Buddhist names and mantras, you see. The result, the suffering of nidhikamas, you don't have experience. So absence of that is peace, happiness. It's the absence of the suffering, which is the result of nidhikamas, that's peace. I guess, that always enjoying, you see, means the result, you see. But aside these Buddha's names and the mantras, so you always enjoy that, the absence of the so many eons, thousands of eons, by reciting Egypt with its name. thousands of eons. Negative karma get purified, or different negative karma get purified. So that means for that matter, anyway. That much negative karma, collected durations, you know. Then you don't have experience. So therefore, it's unbelievable advantage that you know so much peace and happiness you have. So I guess it might be like that. The power of the remedy always enjoying. So that there are certain names, Buddha's names. First Buddha's name, Tathāgata Buddha, that the purifying the 80,000 eons of Nikama, but some other texts mention much more. So that 80,000 eons of Nikama get purified. And then there is one Buddha's name, Tathāgata Mandapala, Chātala, proceeding to glorify the flower. So if you recite that, 100,000 eons of Nikama get purified by reciting that Buddha's name one time, just even once. So it is a unbelievable. It is one more powerful practice to purification, so that means a very powerful practice to purify the obstacle for realization. So that means a quick way to have realization of the path to, you know, path to liberation, to enlightenment, and so on. So. So that's why in the Lama Tsongkhapa life story, it doesn't talk about many hundred thousand bodhisattva and other things. It doesn't talk much. Almost you kind of, I'm not sure what I can say there, but like almost you don't see the story, you don't really see the story. I don't remember the whole. But the 35 Buddha, you see, reciting the 35 Buddha's name, according to the prostration, did Lama Tsongkhapa do many hundred thousand prostration by reciting the 35 Buddha's name. So, so you can still see the cave, called Walker. The cave where Lama Tsongkhapa did the prostration. So like that. then same. All the lineage lamas of the Lamrim, who actualize the Lamrim path, which is the stage path of enlightenment, or the din. Everyone kind of take very important this practice, doing prostration every day, by reciting the type of this name. So, like that. And they achieve so much realizations from that, including Lama Tsongkhapa. So, so much realizations achieved by doing the practice purification, the center, this name with the prostration, you see. So So maybe I could do the oral transmission therapy with this 35 Buddha prayer, and maybe another time. But anyway, I just thought, explain the mainly on the benefits of circumambulation, you see. So just clarify, chitin doesn't mean, chitin usually means stupa, but it doesn't mean only stupa, it depends on the context. You see here, and it practice the Buddha, this means object of offerings, you know, object of offerings. So means statues, scriptures, or anything, you know, in your holy object, you see. Object of offering, chitin, so object of offerings. So one should understand when you recite Tathagata Buddha's name, the last part, you see, the number sunjin be top, their power, you see, the meaning is, by going through the list of, by going through some list of the karmas, the heavy ones, then to feel, recognize and feel by thinking the shortcomings, and then to feel regret. So here, in the Western psychology, probably anything that you feel bad, anything that you feel sad is negative, but here is positive. Anything that you feel, something that you feel sad, you see, something that upset you, sad, regret. In the, I think what I hear is that anything that you feel sad is, that you feel regret is bad, negative. You see, but here, well, I think also in Christianity, I think that you confess, you go to church, and you confess to the priest if you did something wrong. And, I think there's also regret there. Anyway, so in Buddhism here, in such these cases here, the regret is positive. It's a healing. It's purifying. It's purifying your negative karma. It's healing. You see, the regret here is become a method of healing, purifying negative karma. So there's a big difference, you see. So we should judge from the benefits. So here the benefit is, here this is positive. Why? Because it is a positive benefit. Because if you feel regret, then you don't have, if you feel regret, then all the negative karma becomes, no matter how heavy it is, become very thin. More regret you feel, negative karma becomes that much thinner. So it has a lot of, among the remedy four powers, you know, the power of the could be power of objects, thinking of them. So negative karma is connected to with the relationship of the Guru Dhamma Sangha, then you purify. Those negative karma you purify by depending on Dim, Guru Dhamma Sangha. So negative karma is connected with the relationship of sentient beings, you purify by saying bodhicitta, you know, by depending on Dim, see. So it could be power of object, power of lines or power of object. So then the next one, the number sunjin be top, so the power is feeling regret. Feeling regret, regretfulness to need karmas. Number sunjimba, so thinking the shortcomings, what this need karmas harms you, you know, sunjimba, so the thinking of the shortcomings, you know, how they harm you, so thinking that, then you feel regret, you see. So that the actual word, the actual translation of the actual translation of the word is it, you know, think the shortcomings is it, what they harm you, is think that. And then because of that, then you feel regret. You see, that makes you feel sorry. You see, but if you don't think of the shortcomings of the Nidhikamas, then if you don't think that shortcomings of Nidhikama, then you don't feel regret. But then you don't care. You see, you don't think it's important to, you see, you don't see it's harmful. You see, then you don't purify. You see, so that. So, number three, so think of the shortcomings, how they're harmful to you, then that will cause you to die. Then you see regretfulness, you see. That, okay. So anyway, so here, this section is, counting, going over those eight karmas, that power. Feeling regretfulness or the reflecting shortcomings of the Nidhikamas, no. So this part. The pollutions, the object of the offerings. Then next one is then it mentions Sangha. So particular Sangha, so first one includes everything. The next one is Sangha, pollution, then you call it the pollution of the Sangha. It's not receiving some defilement from the Sangha, you know, like that. It may sound like that, you know, when you don't know what it means, pollution. So you may be thinking getting some sicknesses from them, getting some kind of some sicknesses of the TV or some some sicknesses from, you receive some sicknesses from them. So none of that. So that. So this pollution of Sangha. So that's a that is a people offered food and things, you see, to the Sangha with the devotion. You see, and the things belong to the Sangha, you see, that. then you are receiving that. Buddha. Buddha receiving the offerings from Sangha doesn't receive pollutions. And also, I think the higher beings don't receive pollutions. So they are cause. So, generally, the people make offering to you the devotion, see. One receive, pollution, or things of the belong to Sangha, you see. So, generally, it's mentioned that the one who has dead. One who has degenerated the morality, received, no, I think who the received, say, the defeat, you know, who received the remainder and these things, those vices one has received, so unable to keep those pure. So then Ivan Ilyich. Everyone eat the devotional food. And then samasa. Samasa in the hell realm, in the hell realm. Said him. The drinking the molten, say the hot molten, say the liquid, you know. Sam in the hell realm is Sam. I guess the result of that, so Sam. or licking the hot red burning, you know, on its the container of the on fire, say like that, or so mentioned. and say regarded, it's anyway hard, but it's regarded very heavy, and it, you know, it's just kind of result, suffering result, see. Regarded very heavy. And then, even those who are living in the pure vow, even those who are living in the pure morality, still you have coming debts. Still you have coming debts. And so, so one has to study very hard, see. In a monastery, like doing service or have a, you know, do a strong, you know, practice, and that even one is living pure morality, so their debts. So what is not there? So therefore. Therefore, it is advised. Therefore, it is advised that that in the tantra in the secret mantra Vajrayana, there's a very powerful practice that even the instead of receiving pollution, that eating and drinking become very powerful means of collecting extensive merits and purification, and it become cause to cool each enlightenment. So, and though of course, this depends on having received great initiation of the second man Vajrayana. So after having received the initiation, you are qualified to visualize yourself as deity. So food and drinks and the nectar. So then, offering to yourself the Guru deity, offering to yourself the Guru deity. So, so deity, if one understand the actual meaning of the Guru, if one understands the actual meaning of the Guru, there's no, then you don't see differences between deity and the Guru, you see. you can't separate, Guru and deity. So if one understands, think the actual meaning of the Guru, you see, what it really means. So then you say, what you discover, the one, you see. So therefore, when you become, when when we hear guru, or when we think of guru, or when we not only during the guru devotion meditation, during analysis, is the remembering quotations and the reasonings that you know, trying to prove to your own mind which see the Guru and Buddha separation, you see, two separate things, and then trying to identify to that mind that they're one. See, so that's the main meditation, see, trying to prove and trying to discover that they're one. Two different names, but it's the one thing. So then when you by training the mind into this thing, analytic meditation, how it's Buddha, and then that, and then after when they came to this conclusion, it's Buddha, then you keep your mind into that. place the mind into that, the discovering or the experiencing, understanding that there's two are one. So when you come to this conclusion, then you keep your mind into that as long as one can. So that's a fixed meditation. So then, analytical and the fixed meditation together, by training mind in this way, then gradually, this experience, realizing from your side that those two are one, they're very stable, see. Very stable, no change, see. So for your mind, it's indestructible, see. that is very stable, see. Unshakable or very stable. So this, the seeing Buddha and the devotion will become very stable. very stable. Then spontaneously. Spontaneously, your heart, your heart feels without an effort. So that's the good devotional realization, you see. So that which brings, that which causes to receive all the blessings and the good, the guru, blessing the guru, the deity guru, then from that one achieve, then one is able to achieve realizations from the gradual path of the Lord, capable of being and common, starting from perfect human birth up to the gradual path of the middle capable of being and common, gradual path of the higher capable of being, including the tantric path. So, after enlightenment, guru say, when one recites prayer, when one recites prayer, the word guru. what understanding should come in the heart? what understanding should come in the heart, and that is Dharmakaya, the Buddha's holy mind. The primordial mind, that which is which has no beginning and no end, and which has no beginning and no end, that which has no beginning and no end, and which covers all the phenomena, which pervades to all the phenomena, and the bound with the infinite compassion towards sentient beings. that which manifested, that which takes any form, and give guidance, whenever the karma of the sentient being is ripened, wherever that sentient being is. Whenever the karma is rapid through the guidance, you know, without delay, even one second, in the middle of the second when the karma is rapid, receive guidance and take manifestations according to the karma of the sentient being and receive guidance. So, there are numberless sentient beings. So, function, the work for sentient being, when the one sun, you see, the world they rises, only one sun rises, this sun reflect in every water, ocean, or river, water stream, water dew, wherever there's water, as long as it doesn't have a cover, anything that doesn't have cover, so it will reflect in everywhere, even the water dew, everywhere they reflect. So, but sun didn't have motivation, I'm going to reflect in all this water dews in this country, or in that garden, or there's somebody's garden, very beautiful, you see. So I'm going to reflect on those what to do. So sun didn't have such a plan, sun doesn't have such a motivation. So anyway, so there's one sun, but when it rises, it reflects in all the water, see, like that. So like that, as you see, In the teachings, give an example of that. So, for that, you see. So benefit to all sentient beings, to number of sentient beings like that. So I say. So manifest. So therefore, manifest into say the. Shakyamuni Buddha, as a founder of the Buddha Dharma in this world, manifest into all these lineage lamas, manifest into deities, you know, high things deities, and, you know, the forecasting 3 deities, yeah, and reveal Dhamma, reveal path, you know, teach him what meant path which deity, then manifest, say, the 1000 Buddha of this union, medicine Buddha, medicine Buddha, the very powerful success, you know. But recite the name mantra, and you see, by my offerings, of course, very powerful, very powerful. If sending me the prayer, recite the names, very powerful, success, all that. That's very powerful. Very powerful to people in karma, something. So manifest different, even the Buddhas in the aspect of Buddha, but for, you know, different functions like that. You see, even the Tadipa Buddha, you see, each one is to purify different need karmas, specific, you know, purpose of different need karma. So those specific need karma to purify, so that so you can relate all that to oneself. You see. So all this manifest to you, you see, and including the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, 100% Buddha, and she was revealed the whole path. I taught 84,000 teachings of Buddha, 84,000 teachings, you see, so that, you know, the Padmasa, Paramedian, Mahayana Sutra, Mahayana Tantra, all that. So then manifest also as a Bodhisattva, they manifest. like such as we ate Bodhisattvas, Siddhagava and so forth, they generate, you know, obviously, so the form of Bodhisattvas manifest in the form of Arhatas, you know, 16 Arhatas, so forth, like that, manifest in the form of Dagatrinis, manifest in the form of protectors. So it's all these harmony, you know. In the meditative field, that's a manifest. It's, you know, the Guru will manifest it so that so all that is manifested for you to guide, so in so many aspects, or to so many aspects, you see, to the different, to grant, say, different actions, say, help, say, guidance, say, to bring you to actualize path and to cross the ocean of samsara, see. Then the samsara suffering, see, and then to bring to enlightenment. So that so then, not all that. Not only that, but it manifests not just on this med, you know, what I would say, the what is in the med field that you realize for meditation. Not only that, but it manifests manifests in any form, you see. There's need, say, for oneself, for sentient beings, to all sorts of forms, even animal forms, so all sorts of forms, you see. In the form of beggar, so causes you to collect merit, you know. All kinds of forms, and that, so anyway, to guide you or to help you. So that is absolute guru. What we have to remember, the real meaning of that is this absolute guru, that all the Buddha's whole mind, the Dharmakaya, the one. So guide us.